Father God, we praise you, we thank you. What a wonderful Father you are. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness over these 2 years. We've seen your faithfulness, we've seen your grace, we've seen your mercy. And our hearts are filled with gratefulness. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. We thank you, O God, for each one of those who were involved in these meetings. Each one of those who have lent a helping hand in many ways. We thank you, O Lord, for those who have allowed us to use this place and all the authorities concerned. We thank you, O God, for all the various churches that have been a part of this ministry here. And Father, we want to most of all thank you for making it all possible through the Lord Jesus and through the Holy Spirit. And Father, as we continue to look into your word, as we continue to establish ourselves upon the knowledge of Jesus Christ, we ask, O God, that these precious souls here and the precious churches to whom each one of these belong to may continue to grow forevermore until Jesus Christ coming. May not a single one of them who hear these words and who are taught in these seminars ever fall aside. May they ever be preserved, blameless, spirit, soul and body, unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask, O God, that you would continue to bless the various churches, cause the various pastors to rise in the fullness of their calling, and the various fivefold ministries that are here in this land and nation to rise forth in the ministries that you call them to. We ask, O God, that you do a quick and powerful work in each one of these lives. We give you thanks, glory and honor, and we promise to always give you the glory and honor for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's turn to the book of 2 Peter tonight. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to be healed? It's so wonderful, right? It blessed me to see you sitting in front every time. And you may not know, but our sister received a miracle from the Lord. And doctors have tested and there's no symptoms at all in her body. Praise the Lord. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Praise the Lord. It blessed me. You don't know how it thrills me to see sisters like that who have been serving the Lord faithfully. And I think I first saw her when I first started coming down. She's been there always, all these years. And many of you family faces. And when some of you are struck by a battle over your body, it really pains my heart. And I pray for you. And you don't understand the joy that you feel when you see someone fight a battle and wins. There's no greater reward than the joy that comes in our heart. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father God. Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you do in each life. Thank you for the miracles that you wrought in each life. Thank you, Father God, for the souls that you touch. Father God, continue the work in each life. That inside each one of our hearts, our spirits, and our bodies may have a deep impression, Lord, that you are the living Word and there's no God like you. There's no God in heaven and earth like you. There's none beside you. And there's none before you. O God. And we thank you, Lord, for the signs and the wonders you have done in each life. How can we ever thank you, Lord? For you do it because you love us. And Father, we ask that there be an impress upon our hearts tonight, that it will be sealed upon our hearts and our lives that Jesus is alive, and that He ever liveth to make intercessions for the saints. That He is alive, O God, and He is able to heal. He is able to bless. He is able to answer every problem in our lives. We pray, O God, for the lives that are present here and those who are hearing this word. That, O God, if there be a battle in their life, that you will cause faith to rise, that the battle is not done until they win. Because Jesus Christ is the Creator and the Master of the universe. And Jesus has been proclaimed Lord in the heavens above. When you, O Father, proclaim as He rose from the dead, and you say, let every knee bow, and let every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. We thank you, Father God, that even now on earth, our spirits can confess Jesus is Lord. And our souls can proclaim that Jesus is Lord. And every cell in our physical body, every atom of and fiber of our being can proclaim Jesus is Lord. That He is the Savior of our souls. He is the healer of our bodies. He is Lord. He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God is full in our life, it's easy for God to work His miracles in our life. If you read the story of the book of Acts chapter 19, when Paul was in Ephesus, You notice that Paul, the apostle, preached for 2 whole years every day in the school of Tyrannus. And during that time, we are told in the book of Acts chapter 19 that God did special signs and wonders through the hands of the apostle Paul. And I believe that part of it is not just a sovereign act of God, but part of it is because the word of God prevailed in the people's life. And I'll just read to you in the book of Acts chapter 19, we are told there in verse 10. And this continued, that is, Paul continued teaching the word, and this continued for 2 years. So that all who dwell in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul. So there were unusual miracles that God works in their life. And then I encourage you that God sent me down to teach the word, to increase the word of God in your lives, so that you would have find a reality in God's word. God cannot do anything unless there is His word present in our life. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And since Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. And you put together the two verses, you could say, without the word, it's impossible to please God. And every time we need to meet God and find the reality of God in our life, we need the word. We need to get back to the basics. In the dark ages, when the church has lost the truth, Martin Luther found the word first. And it was as he found the word that he found justification by faith, and the restoration of the church began. So we must never lose sight of the word of God. And as the word of God grows full in our life, whatever we need from God can be met. And just to establish that it was the word of God, notice in Acts 19 verse 20 it says, so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. So it was not just the signs and wonders, behind it was the word of God. And God has spoken to my heart that there are many needs in people's lives and many needs in our lives, in our sophisticated society. And we need to understand that we have to go back to the basics of the word of God. And as long as we have the word, no matter how difficult the problem, how difficult the sickness, how difficult the situation, as we get more of the word into our lives, God will meet you there. God will meet you at your point of need. And over these 2 years, as the word of God increased upon our lives, we can expect that God will quicken some of the things that He has begun in your lives in a mighty way. Praise God. 2 Peter, it's our text tonight. We're teaching the Bible book by book. The epistle of 2 Peter. Just 3 short little chapters, and it is his last epistle. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we take note of the fact that he knew he was about to go home. In verse 13 and 14. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you would always have a reminder of these things after my decease. So Peter knew, the Apostle Peter knew, that he was about to go home to be with the Lord. And in that context, he writes this epistle to encourage those Christians to whom he was ministering to. Something special happens when men of God, or people who are close with God, not just necessarily those who are full-time, but those who are in the Lord. They could be even Christians who have been successful in the secular world, but who have grown rich in the things of God and in spiritual maturity. Something happens when they come close to the point of eternity and they are about to go home. In the natural world, sometimes it's true, I don't think that it happens all the time, but it seems that in a natural world, when somebody who does not know God dies or is about to die, they seem to sometimes see their life flash by. They see all their life flash by just before they die. I know it doesn't happen to everybody, because some people die too fast.